Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Data Visualization Tools. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Tools for Machine Learning in the Machine Learning Engineering for Developers in FinTech course. In this lesson, we'll explore key tools for visualizing data effectively, including an introduction to Matplotlib and Seaborn, how to create simple visualizations, and best practices in data visualization. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create basic visualizations to represent data insights effectively, enhancing your ability to convey important information in the finance context. Main content: introduction to Matplotlib and Seaborn. Data visualization is a critical skill, especially in the finance and fintech sectors, where clear representation of data can drive decision-making. Two of the most popular libraries for data visualization in Python are Matplotlib and Seaborn. Matplotlib is a foundational plotting library that allows you to create static, animated, and interactive visualizations in Python. It is versatile and widely used for its simplicity and flexibility. You can create a variety of plots, such as line graphs, bar charts, histograms, and scatter plots. Seaborn is built on top of Matplotlib and provides a higher-level interface for drawing attractive statistical graphics. It simplifies the process of creating complex visualizations with just a few lines of code. Seaborn comes with built-in themes and color palettes, making it easier to create aesthetically pleasing graphics. Simple visualizations and plotting. When creating visualizations, it's essential to start with a few basic plots. Here are some common types of visualizations you can create using Matplotlib and Seaborn. Line graphs, ideal for showing trends over time. For example, in FinTech, you might visualize the stock price of a company over the past year. Here's a simple code snippet using Matplotlib. Bar charts, useful for comparing different categories. For instance, you could compare the revenue of different FinTech companies within a specific quarter. Using Seaborn, it looks like this. Scatter plots, great for showing the relationship between two variables. For instance, plotting the correlation between advertising spend and sales revenue can highlight effectiveness. Here's how you can do it with Matplotlib. Best practices in data visualization. Creating effective visualizations goes beyond just coding. Here are some best practices to consider. Know your audience. Tailor your visualizations to the audience's level of understanding. Use clear labels and legends, and avoid jargon that might confuse non-technical stakeholders. Choose the right type of visualization. Each type of chart serves different purposes. Use line graphs for trends, bar charts for comparisons, and scatter plots for relationships. Selecting the proper visualization can significantly enhance the clarity of your data representation. Keep it simple. Avoid cluttering your visualizations with unnecessary elements. Focus on the key message you want to convey. Use color wisely. Colors can help differentiate data points but can also confuse if overused. Stick to a limited color palette that aligns with your branding or the theme of the data. Test and iterate. Gather feedback on your visualizations. What works for one audience may not work for another. Iteration based on feedback can help refine your approach. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored essential data visualization tools like Matplotlib and Seaborn, learned how to create simple visualizations, and discussed best practices for effective data representation. These skills will not only enhance your ability to present data insights effectively, but also improve your overall communication in the fintech industry. As you apply these techniques, remember that the goal is to make data understandable and actionable. Reflection questions: how can you use line graphs to represent trends in financial data for your stakeholders? What considerations should you keep in mind when selecting the appropriate type of visualization for your audience? In what ways can you gather feedback on your visualizations to improve their effectiveness?